From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. British researcher Robert Edwards is the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine. NPR's John Hamilton reports Edwards and a co-researcher developed in vitro fertilization.
Edwards is a physiologist who spent the 1960s figuring out how to fertilize a human egg in the laboratory. He then collaborated with a gynecologist named Patrick Steptoe, who devised a better way to remove eggs from a woman's ovaries. Together, Edwards and Steptoe were responsible for the birth of the world's first so-called test tube baby. Her name was Louise Joy Brown, and she was born in 1978. Since then, millions of babies have been born using IVF, and in countries including the U.S., more than 1% of all births are the result of this technology. Steptoe died in 1988, which made him ineligible for the Nobel Prize. But Edwards has just turned 85 and remains a professor emeritus at Cambridge. John Hamilton, NPR News.
The U.S. is advising Americans traveling in Europe to take precautions to ensure their safety. The State Department's travel alert is based on information about what it calls potential terrorist attacks in Europe. Former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff.
Well, I do think the information is probably pretty concrete, and I have to emphasize this is the lowest level of warning or alert that the State Department issues. It's not a suggestion that you not travel. It's merely a suggestion that you stay alert.
Chertoff on ABC's Good Morning America. About 20 tanker trucks carrying oil for U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan have been set ablaze in Pakistan. Gunmen opened fire on the trucks as they were parked at a terminal not far from Islamabad. It's the third such attack there in as many days. The Taliban are claiming responsibility. The U.S. Supreme Court opens its new term today. The addition of Justice Elena Kagan means there will be three women on the bench for the first time ever. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the justices will deal with cases involving issues such as free speech and separation of church and state.
In many ways, this is a term in waiting. It will probably be a year before the court tackles the big issues working their way up the judicial ladder. Legal tests involving gay marriage in California, the Obama health care plan, and Arizona's tough new immigration law. But this term still presents many interesting questions. This week, for instance, the court will hear arguments in a case testing whether protesters at a military funeral can be sued for inflicting emotional distress on the family of the dead soldier. And next month, the court will hear arguments testing the constitutionality of a California law that makes it illegal to sell violent videos to minors. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A federal panel holds a week of hearings in Louisiana beginning today as it seeks the causes of the oil rig explosion that triggered the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The panel is looking for ways that safety and oversight can be improved. This is NPR News from Washington. Ruling party candidate Dilma Rousseff has won the first round of voting in Brazil's presidential election, but she fell short of the 50% threshold that she needed to win outright. So she will face her closest rival, former Sao Paulo governor José Serra, in a runoff later this month. Rousseff is trying to become Brazil's first female president. Incomplete results from general elections in Bosnia over the weekend indicate that many voters there have grown tired of hardline nationalists running that country's complex, ethnically based government structure. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports there were substantial gains by some moderate politicians.
One big surprise was the defeat of Haris Silajic, incumbent Bosnian Muslim member of the three-man presidency. He'll be replaced by Bakir Izetbegovic, son of the country's wartime leader, who's more willing to help overcome the ethnic divisions plaguing the country since the end of a war that claimed 100,000 lives. Social Democrat candidate Jelko Komšić, a moderate, is far ahead in his re-election for the Croat seat on the tripartite presidency. In the Bosnian Serb entity, hardline nationalist Milorad Dodik was the big winner, although his majority appears to be slimmer. Dodik heightened tensions during the campaign with secession threats. His party's candidate for the three-man presidency is the front-runner, but moderate Mladen Ivanic is close behind. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Sarajevo.
A popular anti-Islam lawmaker in the Netherlands is on trial there today on charges of inciting hatred against Muslims. Prosecutors say Geert Wilders compared Islam to Nazism and called for a ban on the Quran. Wilders argues he has a right to freedom of speech. If convicted, he could face up to a year in prison. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for NPR.